This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. The company that handles medical services for prisoners in the state, Corizon Health, is facing hundreds of lawsuits filed by inmates who say care is inadequate. A series in the Santa Fe, New Mexico investigates whether state officials have been ignoring warning signs or have done an inadequate job overseeing Corizon. Phaedra Haywood, one of the reporters who broke the story, spoke with Public Health New Mexico's Marisa DeMarco about the real impact of poor medical care on inmates and their families.
One thing I'd like to mention is, well, hundreds of inmates have filed lawsuits. But what I found was that probably more than hundreds of inmates are receiving poor care. And I think they're being affected in some of the ways that were examples in the stories, right? Like delayed care sometimes results in conditions getting worse, becoming chronic, becoming lifetime debilitating. So I think it's the same impact that it would have on anyone in the general public if they weren't getting proper medical care.
And in one of the cases that you highlighted in your coverage, you talked to a mother who's fighting really hard for her son to get the appropriate treatment while he's incarcerated, right?
Right. Lynn Otero, her son has been in and out of institutions for his whole life, and she doesn't read and write well, and I think she feels completely helpless to do anything for him and truly believes that he should be in a mental institution and not in prison.
Right. In the series, you guys also bring up this particularly disturbing case of a doctor who was accused of sexually abusing inmates in Santa Rosa, and then he just got transferred to the Clayton prison, where he was accused of abusing even more inmates. So how does that happen?
As we quoted one person in the story saying, we would have known about that had they been paying closer attention. It would have shown up in prisoner grievances, or if auditors had gone and pulled prisoners out and interviewed them, that would have been caught earlier.
I just wonder if part of it is this inclination not to believe people who are behind bars when they make accusations against institutions.
Several people that we spoke to mentioned that Mr. Takai from the ACLU called them the most voiceless population when it comes to medical care. And, you know, obviously some of these people have killed other people and people are not sympathetic to that. Davey Otero, who was our example, who his mother says a lot of his problems or legal problems draw out of behavioral problems. And these people are very much victims of the system in the sense that they get caught up in the system, and without advocacy, without money to hire attorneys, I think it's very hard for them to stand up to a system that's kind of discounting them as bad people from the beginning. Not to say that some of them are not in need of correction. I do get a sense of frustration from these people that no one will listen to them.
Right. So one of the things that this series works really hard to highlight is that there's very little oversight or penalty in New Mexico when Corizon fails to provide adequate care or creates dangerous situations for inmates. What are some of the warning signs that the Department of Corrections or the state should have been heeding?
The state auditor's office repeated findings 5 years in a row that they were not verifying what Corizon was delivering. I think one of the quotes from their reports was, if Corizon says there's three nurses on the floor, they take their word for it. They don't go out and verify that there were three nurses there that day.
So there was a really strong editorial in the New Mexican, and it was calling on the state to really examine whether it should renew this contract with Corizon, and criticizing the lack of transparency and oversight all around. Have you gotten any response yet from state officials, from the governor, from legislators, from the attorney general, from Greg Marcantel at the DOC?
We really haven't had a rallying cry of public officials saying we're going to do something. You know, I'm still hopeful. Perhaps give them some time to read the whole thing because it's long and think about what could be done differently.
That was reporter Phaedra Haywood talking to KUNM's Marisa DeMarco about the Santa Fe, New Mexicans investigation into medical care in state prisons. We posted links to these stories online at KUNM.org. Our Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the Conalma Health Foundation and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.